Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Would you turn with me this morning to scripture that we've been looking at for the last several Sunday mornings? Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, chapter 8. We've been talking about the Spirit-led life. And I don't think I'm released from that yet. We camp on that. This is absolutely one of the most important things you will ever learn in life, is how to be led, guided, directed by the Holy Spirit. You understand, if you were always led by the Spirit, you'd never miss it. If you were led by the Spirit in every investment you made, you'd never lose any money. Did you know that? Someone said, well, I've lost some money. Yeah, because you weren't led. Did you hear me? If you were always led by the Spirit, you wouldn't stick your foot in your mouth. And it's true, and cause trouble with your relatives or family members. You wouldn't have 3-day cold wars with your spouse. If you were led by the Spirit instead of the flesh. Christians should have the greatest advantage over non-Christians in all these areas. Husbands and wives are discussing something, and it gets a little bit more tense. And something comes up for you to say, and you know you ought not say it. And the Spirit of God checks you. No, shut up. Don't say that. But no, you got to say it. You got to say your piece. And then they say their deal. And it's 3 days of coldness. How many know that is absolutely unacceptable? Unacceptable behavior in Christians. You understand that opens the door to the devil to cause you problems in your finances? Yes. Opens the door to the devil to cause you problems in your kids? Yes. Did you hear me? Yes. Strife is the manifest presence of the evil one. Amen. That's why we have zero tolerance for strife in this church and in this ministry. None. We love you. I don't care how bad you mess up. We'll stick with you. But if you want to cause strife, and you won't repent, you want to persist in causing strife, you'll lose your place. You might lose your privilege of coming. Amen. Did you hear me? That's how serious we are about it. Ask my employees. Ask my wife. Ask my friends. I have zero tolerance for strife. Why? Because I have an injunction from the Lord. I'm to oversee this thing. And one thing that I'm responsible for doing, how many understand Adam in the beginning was responsible for not letting the devil get in there? Amen. Wasn't he? But he did. Stood by and watched and let the whole thing go down. Well, if I stand by and watch while strife and division and factions and splits develop, then one day I'll stand before the seat of Christ. And he'll ask me why I let it happen. Did you hear me? So no. And I'm saying that because you should be that way in your home and in your business and in your things. How much strife is okay? None. Why? Because strife is yielding to the devil. It's letting the devil manifest himself in your house and in your business. And you should not, you ought not, you don't have to, neither give place to the devil. Don't give him any place. None. Right? On the other hand, peace is the manifest presence of God. Our cars should be filled with peace. It's hard to have it that way and play certain kinds of music. Did you hear me? What are they saying in the music? What are the lyrics? Yeah, but I like the jam. What are they saying? What are they talking about? Have they completely left God out? If there's no God in it, then it's ungodly. Right? Should be peace in your home. Peace in your front yard, your backyard. Your dog should be peaceful. I'm serious. And your cat too. Somebody said, my cat's spastic. Well, you better pray for that cat. I'm serious. It's not okay. Everything around you. Your grasshopper should be peaceful in your yard.
Hallelujah.
Much less your children.
Amen.
And I said, well, I can't help it. My teenager just lays up there and blasts that crazy profane rap music all day and it affects my house. That's your fault.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Amen.
Well, I can't help it. Yes, you can.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Yeah.
I guess some young person didn't like that, but you sure needed to hear it. They're Bible rappers. Find somebody that raps the Bible.
Amen.
Romans 8, have you found your place? I better get to this. Romans 8. Everybody say peace. And no strife. You clear on that?
Yeah.
Now friend, don't make exceptions with that. Don't play with that, because I'm telling you, it can cost you problems. I had the privilege of working in healing school at Dr. Kenneth Hagin's ministry for years. And I'll just tell you this one story, I think, before we go to this. I was after the service, I was coming out of the door, and this young mother had this little baby in her arms, and she met me in the parking lot. She should have been at the service, you know, but she met me at the parking lot. Could you pray for the baby? Well, I looked at the baby, and the baby is obviously sick. I mean, you can tell, you can feel it. It's hot, it's running a fever, little nose running, and just in a bad way. Well, sure, I'm happy to pray for the child. And I reach over to lay hands on the baby and to pray, and the Lord checks me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me, He said, don't pray. I thought, don't pray? And just like that, I saw an open vision, but a new inside me, some things. Thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I asked her, I looked at her, I looked up, I'd been focusing on the baby. But I looked up at her, and I could tell, boy, her face was, she looked like she'd been crying. And I said, you've been having trouble at home? She just burst out, started sobbing. I said, you and your husband been having troubles? She said, oh, God, Brother Keith, it's awful. She said, We just fight and yell and scream. I said, this, I pointed to the baby, is connected with that. She looked at me like I'd slapped her. I said, you got both doors open at your house for the enemy to come in and do these kind of things. I said, I could pray and the baby would improve some, but if you take that baby right back into that strife-filled environment, then you got the door open for recurrence and worse. I said, for no other reason, for the baby's sake, you and he get this worked out tonight.
Amen. Yeah.
She looked at me crying. I said, this is serious now. Do you love your baby? Well, of course. I said, your husband loves the baby? I said, well, for no other reason, for the child's sake. Y'all get in there. If you have to put your nose in the carpet, both of you get before God and repent and forgive each other. Forgive yourselves. Get this worked out. Then you have authority. Both of you stand up and say, Satan, take your hands off our baby.
Amen.
Did you hear me? But see, if you yield to the enemy, you're not in a position to resist the enemy. But when you yield to God, submit to Him, then you're in a position to resist the enemy and he has to flee from you.
Amen.
So say it again, peace.
Peace.
And no strife.
No strife.
How much tolerance do you have for strife?
Zero.
Zero tolerance for strife. Romans 8, are you there? And verse 14. We've been talking about the Spirit-led life for some weeks now. On Sunday mornings, talking about how to be led, directed by the Spirit of God. And this is our text in verse 14, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Read that out loud with me, please. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Of God. Once again, please. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Can sons of God, of course sons mean male sons and female sons, all are called sons of God. Can we expect to be led by the Spirit of God? Yes, we can. We ought to be. Verse 15, you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now I'm getting ahead of myself just a little bit, but you know, the Holy Spirit doesn't lead you through fear. Making decisions based on fear is going to be a devil-led decision. Making a decision based on pride is going to be an enemy-led decision. The Holy Spirit leads through peace, leads through love, leads through light. Amen? He said, you didn't receive the spirit of bondage again to fear. Fear is bondage. The fear of death, Hebrews says, makes you subject to bondage your whole life. Christians ought not be afraid to die. Did you hear me? We got no business with phobias of this and that. To have phobias, we have to be disobedient to the Scripture. And we have to disobey God. It displeases Him for you to have more confidence in your enemy to hurt you than you do in your God to keep you. Right? You should not be afraid of dying in a car wreck, or dying by somebody shooting you, or dying by eating something bad, or dying in a plane crash, or dying from a disease. Everybody say, I'm not afraid.
I'm not afraid.
If you're born again, I mean, if everything went wrong, I mean, worst case scenario, you fell dead out of your chair today. What happens then? You step out of your body. You go, wow, that's over. And you realize you feel better and freer than you have ever felt in your life. No aches, no pains, no stiffness, no anything. You look around, there's a big angel there, and he's smiling. He goes, hi. You go, hi. He said, I'm going to escort you to glory. You want to go the scenic route? We can swing by the Milky Way. There's some neat stuff to see over there. You go, yeah, show me everything. I want to see everything. That's death for the Christian.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Identifying the Witness, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1123. That's R1123. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.